Coral reefs in the Caribbean are in trouble. Dozens of studies have documented the declining health of those delicate ecosystems. A new study published online by Science Magazine offers the first broad view of the problem throughout the Caribbean basin. It finds a dramatic decline in the extent of coral reefs over the last 25 years, NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Out on the U.S. Virgin Islands, Caroline Rogers is paid to live and work in a place that seems like paradise.
Right now, I'm looking at the ocean, and I can see somebody sailing, I can see islands out there, I can see some boaters going by.
But Rogers can't see beneath the surface of those waters from her office at the U.S. Geological Survey, and what's happening under the waves is not idyllic at all. 25 years ago, she saw reefs teeming with fish and sea urchins. They were festooned with descriptively named elkhorn and staghorn corals. These limestone-building creatures help construct the reefs and create their rich ecosystems. But Rogers, who's a marine ecologist, says elkhorn or staghorn corals are no longer abundant.
There's been a very dramatic decline in these corals, to the point where they're actually being considered for the listing under the Endangered Species Act, which is very remarkable in itself.
Pandas and leopards, sure, but marine invertebrates like coral, that's a shock. Reefs are hurting badly for all sorts of reasons. Part is natural. Hurricanes have always banged up the delicate reefs. But Roger says it's also partly overfishing.
You need those plant-eating fishes there to remove the plants, the algae, from the reefs to allow new corals to get established and grow.
Another culprit is muddy runoff from burgeoning construction projects on land. Those sediments choke and kill coral. Disease also plays a role.
Diseases basin-wide are a very significant problem. There's things with ominous names like white pox and white plague and black band disease.
White band disease killed a lot of the staghorn and elkhorn corals, she says. Nobody knows why coral diseases have spread so much throughout the Caribbean. Now, for the first time, scientists have attempted to quantify the amount of coral damage throughout the region, from Venezuela to the Florida Keys. Isabel Cote at the University of East Anglia in England co-authored the study.
What we found was quite worrying, really. We found a decrease in average coral cover of about 80% over the past 25 years.
That's a particularly dramatic way to describe the situation. 25 years ago, studies found that about half of the reef was covered with living coral. Studies today find that about 10% of the reef is covered with living coral. The rest isn't necessarily dead, but it may be overgrown with seaweed and other algae, leaving ecosystems less colorful and vibrant. And Cote says the change has come about quickly.
The rate of decline that we've documented is approximately twice as high as the highest rate of decline that's ever been recorded for tropical forests. And yet I think the plight of tropical forests is much more prominent in the public eye than the plight of coral reefs.
Cote and her colleagues calculated the rate of decline by looking at individual studies throughout the region and adding them together. The studies themselves are not a random sample of Caribbean reefs, so it's not really possible to extrapolate their figure to all reefs in the basin. Still, Cote says it's helpful to have one number as a focus.
Now that people have an idea of the magnitude of the problem, which is essentially the main thing that this study has contributed, it may be a little bit of a wake-up call to people who are in power to start taking the man-made problems seriously that have caused this decline.
That means stricter fishing regulations and better control of muddy runoff. Most of all, it means convincing local authorities that they need to look beneath the surface of the sea as they assess the health of their tropical environment. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.